Okay, that's in now. So now, thank you. What happened to the sound?
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
How are you? I'll say more in just a minute.
There I am.
What's that?
I said, here I am. I couldn't get the sound.
We hear you. Got it. Good morning.
Lock yourself in, I see.
Morning.
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 I need to share with you that there's been some tragedy in my family, in our family, and John will probably be on in just a minute, and he knows I'm going to say this. His brother died tragically Tuesday night in a really terrible accident up in Canada. He's just shy of 60 years old. So
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're difficult.
We're actually, we're going up there. We're hoping that we're trying to pull some strings. We're applying some, filling out papers, and we're hoping we're not going to be stuck in quarantine the whole time in a hotel and not be able to see them. But we're going, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to see them.
Is this in Canada, Canter? Yeah.
So I will tell you, I'm utterly unprepared for this morning, but I wanted to be with you, and he said he wanted to be here, and so I figure I have enough collateral with you that we can sit together, and
of course,
that's important.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I will be away next week, so we won't have this next week. I'll be doing a little bit of work on some things while I'm up there. It'll probably be maybe a little helpful for me just sometimes to be able to like step out of that to do something else, but this won't be one of them, especially because it'll be 6 a.m. there. So I will miss you, but pass on getting up at 6 for that. I think John said he's coming on. He may not, but he knows I'm telling you this, and we'll be sending out a notice to the congregation later today. So his name was David Adam Lertzman, and he was really quite an extraordinary, crazy human being. And the world is definitely lessened by his absence. I'm sorry, Phyllis, did you want to ask me something?
His brother lived in Western Canada? Or they were vacationing or?
No. His family's from Canada. His brother actually lived in the Canadian Rockies, like literally in the middle of nowhere.
But beautiful.
Gorgeous. He's a wilderness guy and survivor, like survival teacher, and actually taught at University of Calgary sustainability. He taught in the business school. He taught about sustainability and working with native cultures and would do all these outdoor survival retreats. And so he knew what he was doing out there, but still this was a...
We're so sorry.
I'm sorry, yes.
Please extend their thoughts to John if he doesn't come on.
He's there. He wanted to be here this morning.
We're so sorry, John.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Sorry to hear of your loss.
So.
Thank you.
I thought we would sit this morning. And, this week in our Omer counting, and the text that we're raising up this week is thinking about loving kindness, about chesed. And right, isn't it? Yes, it is. And I think yesterday's or the question for today that we that we were suggesting to reflect upon was just the idea that loving kindness truly is seeing someone for who they are and what they need without any expectation of anything in return. And even to the times when we don't necessarily see its need, like it may be perhaps that we don't care for the other person, it may be that we don't understand what someone else needs, and yet we can extend acts of loving kindness. So I just thought that kind of idea we would hold this morning. And in that extending loving kindness, we can hold people for whom we would want to extend loving kindness, for whom we might not be certain that we want to extend loving kindness and find a way to raise that up. And for the people that we are missing, that we can't do that for that in person, whether they are a few miles away or in another dimension. So I invite you for all of us to sit together. If you have your coffee or your tea, whatever you might want with you, and just settle into where you are, where you're sitting. Begin just by feeling the support, feeling the physical support for your body, noting the places of contact with the chair or the floor. Your feet, are they touching the floor? Are they resting? Perhaps in shoes or socks or barefoot. Notice the textures at the bottom of your feet. Contact and gravity that keeps us anchored, even when we might feel disoriented. Perhaps the backs of your legs, your calves are against a sofa or the legs of a chair. Your thighs and your knees in contact with the surface you're sitting on. Is it soft or hard? Warm or cold? Just notice. Notice where there might be space. Notice the pressure. If there's some discomfort, can you be curious about it before you shift? What is that place of discomfort telling you? The weight of your body through. Through your torso. Are you sitting forward or leaning back? What is keeping you upright in this moment? Your spine, your shoulder blades. The rib cage. Can you sense for a moment how they are stacked on one another to keep you upright? Your arms, are they at your sides? Hands on a table or in your lap? Do you feel skin upon skin? Just notice the temperature. Texture. And all this time, the miracle of breath. As you notice your body. Body that is connected to our breath, that is connected to our mind. The miracle of being able to notice that moment. Through your neck, your head. You might feel it balancing on the top of your spine. It might feel tight or constricted, loose or tense. Just notice. And now turn to your breath. Notice how it has continued to flow. A river. A river from which we draw energy and life and sustenance with every inhale. And with every outflow, we return that energy to the source of the river. That the river begins in Eden and flows through time. The Kabbalists believe that when we breathe, we are breathing eternity. And with loving kindness, begin with yourself. Offering loving kindness to yourself. You might be shifting in this moment or distracted. Or judging how you should be doing, or worrying. Thinking about your to-do list or what you should have done. Rather, even if you choose to place a hand over your heart to offer yourself loving kindness in this moment. For who you are, for being here, right now, in yourself. To be able to offer loving kindness to others, we must begin with ourselves. Paying attention to our deepest, truest needs, not the distracting things. But those deep things that we really need. Now I'm going to invite you to bring to mind someone you know, perhaps someone you love. Or someone you loved once, someone who is near or far, and just see their face. And as you look into their eyes, see what they need. Extending loving kindness is to see what someone else needs. And then be able to offer that in some way. Offering the wish for that, perhaps. As you see and want to offer that loving kindness, you might even say to yourself, may you be blessed with whatever is the gift that you are offering. See them enveloped in that gift. That gift of loving kindness that you are extending to them. Being able to open our hearts with truly extending loving kindness actually softens us, helps us to see what we have more clearly, who we are more clearly. Which is why the teaching is that we are called to extend it even when we don't believe someone might be deserving, rather than us judging. So I'm going to invite you to call to mind someone, perhaps who you know, perhaps who you don't know very well, but somebody for you who you might not have seen as in need, who you might have seen or see is not deserving of your act of loving kindness. Don't judge yourself for whoever this is. Just bring that person to mind. And as you see them, you are able to look beyond your judgment for something that they need. Perhaps they don't know that they need it. Perhaps they do. And you can see that now. Extend to them that offering of loving kindness. See yourself extending to them what they need. And as you do, just take notice of what's happening in your own body. If there's greater tension or discomfort, or greater ease, just notice without any judgment. It just is what is happening in this moment. And if that's too uncomfortable, just return to your breath. Return to your own need for loving kindness for a moment. Offer yourself that reassurance. Loving kindness is too like the river that flows from Eden. The flow of our thoughts and our actions. Of chesed. go into that flow through the universe. And then it returns to us to continue to sustain us. It's a flow that nurtures. We enter into it and we receive from it. So, a poem or a piece of writing by a woman named Victoria Safford. It's called Map of the Journey in Progress. don't know, just spoke to me this morning in my various books where I collect all kinds of stuff. Here is where I found my voice and chose to be brave. Here in this moment is a place where I forgave someone against my better judgment. And I survived that, and unexpectedly, amazingly, I became wiser. Here is where I was once forgiven, was ready for once in my life to receive forgiveness and to be transformed. And I survived that also. I live to tell the tale. This is the place where I said no more loudly than I thought I ever could, and everybody stared. But I said no loudly anyway, because I knew it must be said. And those staring settled down into harmless, ineffective grumbling, and over me, they had no power anymore. Here's a time, and here's another, where I laid down my fear and walked right onto it, right up to my neck into that rolling water. Here's where cruelty taught me something. And here is where I was first astonished by gratuitous compassion and knew it for the miracle it was, the requirement it is. It was a trembling time. And here, much later, is where I returned the blessing, clumsily. It wasn't hard, but I was unaccustomed. It cycled round, and as best I could, I sent it back on out, passing the gift along. The circular motion, around and around, has no apparent end. Here's a place, a murky puddle, where I have stumbled more than once and fallen. I don't know yet what to learn there. On this site, I was outraged, and the rage sustains me still. It clarifies my seeing. And here's where something caught me, a warm breeze in late winter, birdsong in late summer. Here's where I was told that something was wrong with my eyes, that I see the world strangely. And here's where I said, yes, I know, I walk in beauty. Here's where I began to look with my own eyes and listen with my own ears and sing my own song, shaky as it is. May you each be blessed with chesed, with loving kindness. May you always know that the flow and being part of a community is the bringing and sharing of loving kindness. And those little things that you need and that you do matter to people when you share that commitment of community. So thank you for being on this journey with me always and with us. And I'll see you soon.
Thank you,
Susan. Take care. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
And know that what you said, those words apply from us to you as well.
Yes.
Yes.
And you, John. And to you, John.
Yes, and John as well.
Thanks.
We hope you get to Canada.
Well, we'll get there. We just hope we get out of the quarantined hotel and yes. Don't just fly into Vancouver and sit in a hotel for a week.
Bring your vaccination cards.
We have them and they're unimportant to them.
Interesting.
Unimportant. They don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they?
We'll bring them anyway, but they don't care.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Right. A little bit of prayer.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
I'll send a lot of prayer to both of you and your families.
Yes. Yes.
and safe travel.
Yes, definitely.
Your vaccination cards matter to your travel, so.
That's true.
To keep you safe.
That's true. That is very true.
All right, well, take care. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.